Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts, I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe. It hasn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Hello, hour number three. How you all doing, Real Side Radio? How fast does time go by when we are having so much fun? You know, at the beginning of the first hour, all that time ago, I mentioned to you that Bob Woodward said that the Washington Post reporters ignored his Steele dossier warnings. Bob Woodward. Yes, that Bob Woodward, who I also mentioned may have been used as a tool in the Nixon impeachment. And that is a discussion for another day, as I talked about it earlier, leading from going all the way back to the JFK assassination, the MLK assassination, RFK. This is the world we live in, folks. The cabal that controls American politics. But what they also control is recent American politics. And Donald Trump, whatever you think of him, like him, hate him, put up with him, like his policies, hate him personally, whatever your opinion is, he was our last president and was a major threat to unveiling many of those instigators and players that are behind those curtains. Bob Woodward said that ostensibly that entire effort that we were seeing saturating the marketplace of news, the broadcast networks, the interwebs, every newspaper, every talk show, every Twitter handle were all focused on why Donald Trump was a puppet of Russia. And we all know, many of us knew at the time, that it was a con job on the American people. Now, veteran Watergate journalist Bob Woodward says he tried to warn Washington Post reporters about the infamous discredited Steele dossier when the Russia Gate coverage first took off. But they weren't interested. Woodward was among those interviewed for a lengthy Columbia Journalism Review report that was just published this week about the media's handling of the unproven allegations and, I'm sorry, discredited allegations that Trump colluded with Russia amid the 2016 election. In the interview, the 79-year-old reporter, famous for breaking the Nixon White House scandal for the outlet in the early 1970s, recalled how he was quick to slam the largely discredited Trump dossier when it was first published in 2017. Woodward had dismissed the files, which were funded by Hillary Clinton's campaign and compiled by ex-British spy Christopher Steele, as a garbage document. And he stated that in the January 2017 Fox News appearance. He then reached out to unnamed Washington Post reporters, but claims they had no interest in his harsh criticisms, according to the Columbia Journalism Review's report. The reporter for Columbia Journalism, Jeff Girth, stated, after his remarks on Fox, Woodward said he reached out to people who covered this at the paper, identifying them only generically as reporters to explain why this was so crucial. Asked how they reacted, Woodward said, to be honest, it was a lack of curiosity on the part of the people at the Post about what I had said, why I said this, and I accepted that, and I didn't force it on anyone. Elsewhere in this CJR report, Woodward also lashed out at the general media coverage surrounding Russiagate, saying it wasn't handled well and that he thought viewers and readers had been cheated. He said, I urge newsrooms to walk down the painful road of introspection. In 2021, the Washington Post took the unusual step of correcting and retracting large portions of two articles that relied on information included in the Trump bashing dossier, and the outlet's executive director, Sally Busby, said at the time that the newspaper was unable to stand by the accuracy of the reporting regarding a source's allegation, which were later contradicted in an indictment handed by special counsel John Durham. Many of the details included in the dossier have since been found out to be based upon rumors and speculation. Among them was the claim that Russia had a tape of Trump in Moscow hotel room with prostitutes urinating on the bread where President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama had previously stayed. You know, we're going to have this for the next several years, folks, that reporters that sat either silently or maybe spoke up but didn't do so ferociously as they needed to permeate the news are going to start coming out saying, I told you so, I told them so, because their credibility is dead, as is the mainstream media's. We have spent 6 years deliberating the rumors and innuendo from liars in Congress like Adam Schiff, who stuffed their lies down America's throat, frog-wa style, aided and abetted by the mainstream media. Not to question where those rumors and innuendo came from, but only to use that as fodder for their evening shouting matches at each other. And America is worse for it. What do you think? Give us a phone call. We'll be back here after the break. Love to take your calls. 855 Real Joe, Whiskey Dave in the chair. We'll be back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Well, it isn't quite Joe Messina, but I am Whiskey Dave, and I am pleased to be here, honored to be in this chair speaking to you, the great listeners of Realside Radio, those in the chat room and around the country listening. It is a pleasure speaking with you. As I mentioned before, inability for Washington, the media, the specific politicians that ostensibly lied to the American people for 5 years in regarding Russiagate, they're still unable to come out and admit that they lied to us. And we saw this from top Democrats like Adam Schiff, who's running for Senate, Dianne Feinstein. We saw this from Richard Blumenthal. From Connecticut, that senator. They all came out literally on a daily, if not weekly basis, kept promoting claims that the Kremlin had significant influence in our discussions with each other, with the media, with our elections, although they have been told otherwise. Well, one of the things that has been a ray of sunshine, and they, what do they say about sunshine being the best disinfectant, is these Twitter files that are now coming out since Elon Musk took over Twitter. And Substack writer Matt Taibbi, he's been reporting why and how these Democrats were using information that was all gained from dubious sources, and MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times, in other words, the media, never questioned them on the veracity of these reports and just accepted what they were saying at face value. Well, according to Matt Taibbi, the source that was used for these reports by these Democrat politicians was referred to as Hamilton 68. It's a so-called dashboard that purportedly monitored Russian bot activity. Hamilton 68. And Hamilton 68, what is it? Well, it's a dashboard, like I said, electronic dashboard that monitors, quote-unquote, Russian bot activity, but it was spearheaded by former FBI special agent who happens to be an MSNBC contributor, Clint Watts. And it was operated by the Alliance for Securing Democracy, ASD, which is a neoliberal think tank. That's what they refer to themselves as. That was founded in 2017. And ASD, Alliance for Securing Democracy, is an advisory council that includes the following people: Clinton ally, John Podesta; former Obama-era acting CIA director, Michael Morell; former Obama official, Michael McFaul; and the editor-at-large at The Bulwark, former Weekly Standard, Bill Kristol. Bill Kristol. Bill effing Kristol. The supposed Republican conservative. I interviewed that man just weeks after Trump was elected. Lied to your face, saying if Trump was to enact the policies that I support, conservative policies, financial reform of the tax code, reduce regulations, have a strong national defense system, so protect the border, move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem in Israel, I will support him. And for the past 5-6 years, what has Bill Kristol done? Well, he created the Bulwark, number one. And number two, he sat on the advisory council of groups like the Alliance for Securing Democracy. Taibbi wrote that the Hamilton 68 project was the source of hundreds, if not thousands, of mainstream print and TV news stories in the Trump years. And behind the scenes, Twitter executives trashed Hamilton 68 and deliberated whether they should publicly rebuke ASD. Yoel Roth stated in an October 2017 email, and Yoel Roth is, you may recognize his name, he's the Twitter, he was head of Twitter's quote-unquote trust and safety. He wrote in an email stating, I think we just need to call out on this BS that it is. Stating in January 2018 that the dashboard, quote-unquote, falsely accuses a bunch of legitimate right-leaning accounts of being Russian bots. And virtually any conclusion drawn from it will take conversations in conservative circles on Twitter and accuse them of being Russian. Hamilton 68, still quoting Roth, was the source for stories claiming Russian bots pushed terms like deep state, or hashtags like Fire McMaster, Schumer Shutdown, Walk Away, Release the Memo, Alabama Senate Race, and Parkland Shooting, among others. Taibbi called out Hamilton 68 methodology that monitored 600 Russian-linked Twitter accounts but never publicly shared who was on the list. Taibbi stated that Twitter executives were in a unique position to recreate Hamilton's list, reverse engineer it from the site's request from Twitter data. Concerned about the deluge of Hamilton-based news stories, they did so, and what they found shocked them. He said, these accounts, they concluded, are neither strongly Russian nor even strongly bots. No evidence to support the statement that the dashboard is a finger on the pulse of Russian information ops. Hardly illuminating a massive influence operation. Taibbi continues, in layman's terms, the Hamilton 68 barely had any Russians. In fact, apart from a few RT accounts, which is based in America, by the way, it's mostly full of ordinary Americans, Canadians, and the British. It was a scam. Instead of tracking how Russia influenced American attitudes, Hamilton 68 simply collected a handful of mostly real, mostly American accounts and described their organic conversations as Russian scheming. We're going to continue on this after the break because this is alarming and tells you everything you need to know about the past 6 years in the media. Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe. I'll be right back after the break. Don't go away.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Vice President Kamala Harris taking time to address those gathered at Tyre Nichols' funeral in Memphis on Wednesday. She spoke of the agony his family must face.
Who mourn the life of a young man who should be here today.
Harris also spoke of the agony when facing what happened the night of January 7th.
Through an act of violence at the hands and the feet of people who had been charged with keeping them safe.
Nichols died 3 days after that confrontation. A transgender woman in Ohio is facing indecent exposure charges after using the women's locker room at a YMCA. 31-year-old Darren Glines, who goes by the name Rachel, was seen nude by other patrons inside in Xenia, just outside of Dayton. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
All right, folks, welcome back to Real Side Radio. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. It's good to be back with you. As I was animated in that last segment here, I'm talking about the Twitter files. And you may or may not be on Twitter. You may not care about what's on Twitter. But let me tell you something about Twitter. Journalists care about what's on Twitter. That means that the news that you read and watch usually, in most cases, has been born from what took place on Twitter earlier that day. Journalists have inherently become lazy. They are creatures of habit. They talk amongst themselves, the blue checkmark elites, and they are literally in a unfortunately, a corner created of their own groupthink where they only hear and talk to each other. They ignore those that they disagree with. So even if you don't go on Twitter, and most don't, by the way, and according to those reports that I've read, that even for those that have a Twitter account, most don't post. Most tweets on Twitter come from 10% of people on Twitter. 90% don't participate. So this is a relatively small group of people, and when we're talking about broadcast news, when we're talking about journalists, what I am telling you right now, what I am sharing with you right now, is what happened from 2016 through 2021. And basically caused America to have a conniption, to have an existential identity crisis where we didn't even recognize each other, and we argued with our friends and our neighbors and turned Thanksgiving dinner for 5 years into an arduous experience, ruining relationships, causing divorce. We, according to the Twitter files, were played. Again, what took place on Twitter usually leads the nightly news. Matt Taibbi is talking, as I was talking about, the Alliance for Securing Democracy, which was, to repeat myself from earlier, is a neoliberal think tank
founded in 2017 with John Podesta, Obama's CIA director Michael Morrell, Obama's official Michael McFaul, and Bulwark editor Bill Kristol, oversaw this alliance for securing democracy that created what they referred to as a dashboard called Hamilton 68. Matt Taibbi, who has analyzed the Twitter files that have now been opened up because, thank goodness, you have a free speech advocate in Elon Musk, stated that the Hamilton 68 project barely had any Russians in it whatsoever. They were pointing out normal Americans, Canadians, and British. But the Hamilton 68 project and the ASD and their cohorts in media refer to them all as Russian plants. And there were concerns at Twitter. Noah Roth, who stated in January 2018, he was so uncomfortable with this. He stated that my recommendation at this stage is an ultimatum. You release this list or we do. Roth said this is an ethical dilemma Twitter had faced, writing, real people need to know they've been unilaterally labeled Russian stooges without any evidence or recourse. And there were internal concerns at Twitter about taking on the politically connected Alliance for Securing Democracy. The then head of Twitter's global policy communication, Emily Horn, says we have to be careful in how much we push back on the ASD publicly. By the way, Emily Horn would later become a spokesperson for President Biden's National Security Council. Carlos Monjai, Twitter's then public policy director, who now serves as an aide at Pete Buttigieg's Department of Transportation, also wrote, I also have been very frustrated in not calling out Hamilton 68 more publicly, but understand we have to play a longer game here. Yeah, the longer game is to change the regime. To allow lies to monopolize the nightly broadcast news so that he can get a job working for Pete Buttigieg. That's the longer game. Twitter ultimately never contacted users that were being classified by Hamilton 68 as Russian stooges. Many were shocked by the revelations in exchanges with Taibbi, and among them were conservative commentator Dennis Michael Lynch and Consortium News Editor-in-Chief Joe Loria. Taibbi wrote, what makes this an important story is the sheer scale of the news footprint left by Hamilton 68's digital McCarthyism. Hamilton 68 was used as a source to assert Russian influence in an astonishing array of news stories. Support for Brett Kavanaugh or the Devin Nunes memo. The Parkland shooting. Manipulation of black voters. Attacks on the Mueller investigation. These stories raised fears in the population, and most insidious of all, were used to smear people like Tulsi Gabbard as foreign assets. Sound familiar, Hillary Clinton? And drum up sympathy for political causes like Joe Biden's campaign by describing critics as Russian-aligned. Taibbi also stated that Twitter didn't have the guts to out Hamilton 68 publicly, but did try to speak to reporters off the record. Again, even Roth, like most Twitter execs, an ardent Democrat partisan, saw that the Hamilton scheme would lead people to assert that any right-leaning content is propagated by Russian bots. Among the media outlets that refused to comment to Taibbi includes MSNBC, The Washington Post, Politico, and Mother Jones, all publishing at least 14 Hamilton 68 stories are true. They all published at least 14 Hamilton 68 stories during the Trump years. In addition to Democrats like Schiff, Feinstein, Blumenthal, Virginia Senator Mark Warner, Republican Oklahoma Senator James Lankford, who elevated Hamilton 68, Taibbi also called out universities like Harvard, Princeton, and NYU for citing the dashboard as a source. The Twitter files are continuing to come out, folks. And they're addressing these various controversies involved that the largest of the tech giants that disseminates information that makes it to the nightly news, Twitter, which prevented the Hunter Biden laptop story in 2020, it was shut down, New York Post, by Twitter, that in all metrics, every single poll taken, 16 to 20-something percent of Biden voters said that if they knew about the Hunter Biden laptop story, which they didn't, that they would not have voted for Joe Biden. That's ball game for the election, folks. Twitter, shadow banned and banned former President Trump. After taking a look at this, Elon Musk, the new Twitter CEO, he himself says, shame, shame on these people for misleading the public. Shame on MSNBC and the others. You've been played, ladies and gentlemen. You've been manipulated. You've been pulled apart and put back together again, all so that these people can take back power. And you were used and lied to. Horrifying. Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe. We'll be back here after the break for the last and final segment of the evening.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead
and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Welcome back to the final last segment of our final hour of 3 hours here at Realside Radio. Joe will be back tomorrow night, and it is always a pleasure until I see you again. And I've got a long list of dates that I will be joining you this year for Joe. So it's always a pleasure being here. You know, there is this Orwellian speak that has become just ubiquitous. It's everywhere in our culture today. We hear it in our mainstream media. We hear it in conversations. We hear it out of corporations. We see it at the end zone of football games. And it's referring to words like diversity, equity, inclusion. Okay? DEI. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Sounds like positive things. Well, diversity is a good thing. Equity, yes, absolutely. Inclusion, everybody wants to be included, of course. These are all wonderful, wonderful philosophical goals and ideals that we all should have for ourselves. But when you actually take a look at the bureaucracy that is pushing those three words and what is being pushed as far as the regulatory state, cracking down on schools and corporations, and things that you can and cannot say and think nowadays, we now start talking about 1984. And we've talked about this over the years, about how the far left have taken over the institutions. They've taken over the FBI, the DOJ. They've taken over many different agencies in our governments. And the swamp, which Donald Trump correctly stated was a thing, very real thing, is made up of people that are career bureaucrats, no matter who is president, no matter who controls the Senate or the House. People go to Washington, they get a job for 50 years, 40 years, and they retire with a very nice pension. That is deep state. Those people are not fired when they commit malfeasance. And we see it now in our academia as well. Public universities are now acting as spokesholes for this far leftist approach to language, diversity, equity, inclusion. And, you know, Jennifer Van Laar, she was joining me in the last hour, and we were talking how, you know, there are going to be necessary politicians that are going to be brave, that are going to stand up to this onslaught by the far left that seem to control the Democrat Party. When you've got people like Bill Maher that sound reasonable today because they're taking a look at their own party and the woke police and this DEI, this diversity, equity, inclusion, and what it actually means on campuses. In elementary schools, you can have boys going into girls' bathrooms if the boy claims to be a girl. And public universities, especially, that are taxpayer-funded, should not be using taxpayer money to offer degrees in studies that embrace this philosophy. And a wonderful example of a brave politician that is scorning this left-wing ideology is now standing up and saying his state, Florida, is where woke goes to die. And, of course, I'm talking about Ron DeSantis. He's now stating that Florida will not finance universities that are using taxpayer money to offer degrees in zombie studies, but instead should embrace academic excellence and truth and allow students to think for themselves. He says, our institutions will be graduating students with degrees that actually will be useful. And we are eliminating all DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, and CRT, critical race theory, bureaucracies in Florida. It will wither on the vine. He's offered a series of legislative proposals to flush political ideologies out of universities, including allowing university presidents and the university board of trustees to hold a post-tenure review on professors as needed. He also wants to shift hiring authority to the university president that had been ceded to faculty. He wants to ban the campus hiring committee's use of DEI oaths. Oaths that certify candidates will adhere to these ideologies. One of them is critical race theory, a Marxist ideology that divides people into oppressors and victims based on race or gender. Currently, candidates who reject social justice ideology and embrace the belief of equality and a colorblind society get points deducted during the hiring process designed to weed out those who disagree. Think about that. Think about that. We just celebrated Martin Luther King's birthday a couple weeks ago. And if you stand up and believe in a colorblind society and equality, you will be punished. DeSantis says DEI bureaucracies that have become a component of the administration within universities that are imposing a political agenda and ideologies such as implicit bias which embraces the idea that America is systematically racist. He says these bureaucracies are hostile to American freedom and they really constitute a drain on resources. This is exactly what America needs. Ron DeSantis. And I understand he is now setting the wheels in motion for a presidential exploration committee. And I am going to stand 100% behind him. I'm telling you right now, whoever the candidate or the nominee will be, I will stand behind. But you've got a governor who won handedly in the last election, because he shut down the left's attempts to overtake the institutions, and he is continuing to do so. And I want to see that for America. Diversity, equity, and inclusion is destroying our corporations. It's destroying Hollywood. It's destroying Silicon Valley. It is destroying academia. Under the guise, the lie of equality. I believe in a colorblind society. I believe in what Martin Luther King stood up so eloquently stating. Of course, you know the quote. Judge a man by the content of his character, not the color of his skin. DeSantis is calling it the Stop Woke Act. And it's being challenged in the court system. But DeSantis is confident that the law will survive. That act addresses wokeness to historic injustices surrounding race or gender that may have created a false sense of guilt among those who are not responsible for them, such as the idea of systemic racism. We see it in California. There's a board that believes that black San Francisco citizens should get, what, $5 million each or some ridiculous amount? In a state that never condoned slavery, was barely even a state in the Civil War. And in San Francisco, one of the most liberal cities in the country. This is what America needs. And DeSantis' announcement is his latest assault on the woke ideology that is running rampant on college campuses across the country. He can control what happens in Florida. I'm hoping that he's eventually going to be able to control what happens across the country. This Orwellian misuse of language has permeated every corner of our society, from pronouns to changing the terms of equity and inclusion and diversity in a manipulative way. It manipulates you into feeling that it's a good thing, while under the surface, it's really damaging. Good for you, Ron DeSantis. And I don't know what's going to happen with Trump. I don't know what's going to happen with Nikki Haley or any of the other cast of characters that we're going to see in the primary. But let me tell you something right now. If you can have the policies of Donald Trump in his administration, which I supported, without the clinical narcissism of Donald Trump, which I didn't, and I was concerned about in 2015, and that comes wrapped in a successful governor with a proven track record like Ron DeSantis, sign me up. All right, folks, have a great evening. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us. I'll be back next time. Until then, Joe will be back. God bless. Good night, everyone.